Over the weekend, surfers gathered on a Santa Monica beach in Southern California to honor Nick Gabaldon. He's a legend in the sport and the area's first documented surfer of African-American and Mexican heritage. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates visited the celebration. She's with NPR's team Code Switch, which reports on race, ethnicity, and culture.
The morning fog was burning off above the part of Santa Monica's beach that's known as the Inkwell. It's the stretch of sand to which black Southern Californians were relegated by de facto segregation until the 1960s. Men, women, and children were walking across the sand in wetsuits carrying surfboards. They're part of the Black Surfers Collective, which aims to get more people of color involved in surfing. After a jazzy rendition of the national anthem, libations were poured onto the flower-strewn sand for the ancestors, the sea, and especially for Nick Gabaldon, who was honored as a master waterman and barrier breaker. After the prayer, priestess Nana Jumfi says she knows a lot of people who would be surprised to see this crowd of black and brown surfers, but the tradition isn't new in other countries.
Because when you say surfing, people do not think of black people. But I have images of little black boys in Ghana with some driftwood, standing up, you know, before there was television.
Jeff Williams, one of the organizers of Nick Gabaldon Day, wants people to remember how physically heroic Gabaldon was.
And that was the story of a guy who in the 40s and 50s used to leave this historic beach of the Inkwell in Santa Monica and paddle the 12 miles north up to Malibu to surf Surfrider Beach, which is a world-renowned surf break.
It was in Malibu that Gabaldon died in 1951 after a surfing accident. But his legacy is still very much felt here. Delilah Villot, dripping wet after riding several waves, says children of color need to know surfing is open to them.
That's why I think this is so important, because I didn't even know to ask.
Seeing people of color on boards may make others think to try it. 11-year-old Gregory Rochelle surfs and wants to help other kids do it too.
If we have the chance to help them surf, I bet surfing will get bigger around the community.
Of course, access to the beach remains a barrier to many communities. Meredith McCarthy of Heal the Bay, one of the organizations that co-sponsored Nick Gabaldon Day, says she sees how serious the issue of access is when she visits inner-city schools. It's a long bus ride from many neighborhoods, and even if you can drive, parking is expensive.
When I say, how many kids have been to the beach, and four or five of them raise their hand, I know that I have a lot of work to do.
Today, the work is getting visitors conversant with the language of surfing.
And what is this called? The bottom of the board or the belly?
And while their boards are on the sand, teaching them how to paddle out, crouch, and stand. After the lessons, it's time to hit the water.
Everyone should be on your board!
There's a lot of splashing and squealing, and not just among the juvenile surfers.
Is he still on the board? Look at her! Ah,
that's Leslie Rose reveling in daughter Izzy's smooth ride to the shore. Other parents are watching in delighted amazement as their children surf in, a little wobbly, on today's gentle waves. The Black Surfers Collective's Jeff Williams shakes off the drops and tries to explain what the newbies are feeling.
To be able to catch a wave and completely live in the moment of that time of reality, there's nothing like it.
Or, as Leslie Rose would put it,
this is awesome!
Totally. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.